Okay, I'm back. Wait, what part was I on? Okay, so there was these two girls from my intervention, and basically, I knew one of these girls for like 4 years, and she was an acquaintance. And you know, I was cool with her. It's whatever. And then all of a sudden, she starts saying like these terrible things about Mexicans and like a little background on this. And I hate this intervention class so much. And the only thing that's like keeping me there is like this. Ooh, I don't know what that is. Kind of weird. There's this guy. I don't even know if I like him, but I find him attractive, so I'm like, it's whatever, I'll stay in the class. And you know, I do not like these people. I won't say that I hate them, but I have a huge dislike for them. There's this kid, he's a sophomore, I get it, but he's into this freshman girl, and I'm gonna tell you something. I can't stand this freshman girl. She got in my personal space, and then she tried to touch me, and there's a whole pandemic, and then she tried to grab my phone and try to be funny, and I had to really back her up. I was like, hey, get out of here, please. And you know what she did? I think she got the message that I do not like her. I sound kind of mean, but this girl's so annoying. She lies about everything. On the first day, let me tell you. Everything that you've done, or everything that you've wanted to do, she's done. She's Indiana Jones. She's traveled the world. She's collected treasure. She's. Hi, Concha. That's my dog walking around. She's been all over the world, and you know, she's everything. She literally is. She lied about her ethnicity several times. And you know, I was like, okay, kind of sus, but I won't say anything because you know, that's her. That's their conversation. It's not something I'm gonna get pressed by. The sophomore kid, okay? He is something else. He just agrees with everything. And he's very into this freshman girl. The girl's straight out of the womb. She's a baby. She's a baby. And I was like, okay, kind of weird. And he's a weird guy too. They're over here talking about fetishes. He's being super creepy to the freshman. You know, she stopped it real quick. But he tried to keep going, and I was just staring down at him like he's very nasty, and he kind of stopped. Ooh, am I a main character? Anyways, I sound annoying, but it's just very nasty, very inappropriate language. But you know what? You're probably wondering, what has the teacher done? You know, my original teacher, she's been gone. And you know, the substitutes don't do anything. All right, comes a day where I'm just chilling. I have my headphones in, listening to music, having a good time. All I hear, oh yeah, I think Mexicans are such weirdos. You know, they're gross, they're more likely to rape, they're the ones who are killing everyone, and they're the problem with America. You know, just very ignorant things that I've heard. I was like, oh my god, okay, what the heck? And then, like, you know, I get up. Before I get up, she's still talking all this crap about Mexicans. There's a whole Mexican behind her. Substitute, you know, he's white. All right? That was kind of. He didn't do anything. At all. And you know, I hate to bring race into this, but I'm like, if. You know what? It doesn't even matter about the substitute's race because we had two other teachers of a different race. You know, that did nothing either. That literally did nothing about terrible behavior in a class. You know, I get that kids in general, like teenagers like me, you know, we do stupid things. But the stuff that she was saying was super ignorant, and it literally took me to stand up and be like, bro, literally, if you hate Mexicans, just say it. She's like, oh, I don't hate Mexicans, I'm not racist. And, you know, she tried to defend. I'm like, no, bro, you're over here saying all this. And it, like, it really upset me. You know, I'm the type of person who doesn't get mad. I don't really get mad. At all. I get frustrated, but I've never been that angry because, you know, she was talking bad about my people and my culture, and I couldn't stand for that. I'm like, it's gross. I'm not gonna sit here and be some punk and take that. So, did I want to slap the girl and beat her up in front of that whole class? Yes, I did. And then she tried to be like, oh, but why are you getting in my conversation? We're just having a conversation. I'm like, you're too loud to be having a conversation. And then the white girl who lies about her ethnicity in the conversation tried to say she got kidnapped in Tijuana. But if she got kidnapped in Tijuana, she wouldn't be back here at all. At all. She wouldn't be back here. And, you know, she tried to be like, well, it's her opinion. I'm like, bro, that's literally... That's not an opinion. That's hateful. That's bad. She's basing her opinions on racist stereotypes. It's gross. And. Hello. And, you know, once I got up and started saying all this, and, you know, I got closer to her. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I was gonna swing or not. Maybe I was. Possibly. But it wasn't to like a point where you could tell I was gonna fight her. I was just telling her stuff. And that's when the teacher joined in. She's like, Concha, what are you doing? Hello. She's like, oh, we can't be talking about this in school. And I was just like looking at her like, are you serious? Are you letting this pass? And the thing on my school is, even I reported it, you know, anonymously. I'm not no. Yeah, I did. I'm a snitch for that. It's not even being a snitch. It's just telling up racism, and still nothing happened. You know, in my school, we used to be a bad school, and we still are. But it's just my principal, the new principal, has worked out so many ways to like get kids lower suspensions, even though if they cost it over $1,000 worth of damage, he would only give them like one or two days of suspension. There was a 6-on-6 person fight, and the exact thing I just said, over $1,000 worth of damage, those 6 people got 2 days. And the reason is my principal has worked so hard to get that school, you know, having a good reputation again, where it looks like we don't have as bad kids, our education's more up, and whatever. But it's just a whole sham. It's a lie just for him to get more money, and the school to get more money. But it's whatever. So it's like, it got me mad because I already knew, even when I reported it, nothing was gonna happen. And you know, the teachers did nothing about it. And it sucks that I myself have to do that. Because it shouldn't be happening in the first place. It hurt my soul. I cried in the bathroom to my dad and my mom. Because it's like, that's literally my family that she's trying to talk trash about. When they're not even those type of people. My cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my friends. It sucks. And, you know, I'm over it. It's whatever. It was a crappy experience. You chillin'. And, you know, that's just what happened. And I can't believe they let it slide. But then again, school's kind of shady. It's a shady business. Aside from that, ugh, these teachers. It's these male teachers that get on my nerves. I have an anatomy teacher. Cowboy boot licking, gun slinging, you know, meemaw, all that. Straight from Texas, country boy. What? That's cool. I honestly found that cool. I live for country. I do. I think it's cool. But it's like, you're an anatomy teacher and you don't teach us anatomy. He shows us videos from YouTube. And that's it. I think it's Dr. Dave's or Professor Dave's anatomy on YouTube. And that's literally all we watch. And then he gives us a test every Friday of what we learn. But we literally learn about the things on the test on Thursday, the day before. I could not stand it. I was like, this is dumb. So, and then he doesn't accept work if it's a day late. I'm like, are you serious? Get over yourself, Mr. Hunter, Mr. Boot, Cowboy. I love cowboys, though. I live for cowboys. They better work. That was kind of weird what I just said, right? Anyways. Yeah, school. School's something else. Hopefully, my AP and all that goes well. I'm not doing I Know I Can. I Know I Can does not help at all. Mm-mm. It's a scam. Scam for me. Scam. Oh, what else do I want to talk about? What else has been going on? What else happened? Wow, this is kind of weird. I don't have anything else to talk about. I think this episode is going longer for like 22 minutes, which is nice. Don't get me wrong. What has been going on in my life that I would like to put in the podcast? Getting old sucks. I've realized getting old sucks. It sucks, but literally aging can suck my toes because I'm not standing for this. Too many responsibilities. I have my volunteer hours in. I do. I just gotta work, which is fine. But it's like, as long as I like the people that work there, it's cool. But adulting has so many responsibilities. Listen, I do not want to go to a college. This is not me trying to be quirky or different or anything. They're cheaper, okay? I want to go to a community college, I think it's called, but I still think I have to go to nursing school for that. Is nursing school and community college the same thing? I do not know. Listen, I wanted to become a nurse really late. Super late. I don't want to be a doctor. Ugh, if anything, I would want to be a housewife. That's all I want to do. Wow. That sucks. I'm really just talking in a microphone. Literally telling about people how I want to be a housewife, which is fine. Everyone has their own dream. I wanted to be so many things. Listen, I would like to be a chef, but I know, you know, I wouldn't be as good as a chef as other people. I wanted to be like a chef, like a really good chef, but I know I probably wouldn't make a livable wage off of it. And then I wanted to be a marine biologist, but I know I wouldn't make a lot out of it because of the area I'm in. And it's like, it sucks. It sucks. It's like, they say, follow your dreams, right? My friend wants to be a dentist. That student debt is gonna kill him. Kill him! He's gonna die! Ugh. Right now, getting married, staying home, cooking, cleaning, taking care of babies, but I don't want a kid. Sheesh, I don't want a kid. Maybe not right now. Too young for that. Too young for marriage. Maybe not a housewife right now. I gotta find someone first. And that's a whole other thing. I don't want to talk about my type Unless I do. Unless any British men. I'm joking. I honestly don't really have a type. I'm serious. I'm gonna tell you why. I've been told my standards are low for men. But here's the thing. I've been told that not because of the way they act or their personality. It's just the way they look. I do not care how you look. I don't want to say that. How do I say this? Without sounding like, you know, a depressed. Not depressed. You know those kids that are like, oh, I'm so mature for my age. I've learned so much as I've grown up. I feel that way, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, it's because I feel like a lot of times now, and you know, back then too, looks are a big thing. And it's like, I've seen how, don't get me wrong, there's good-looking people who are good people. I just feel like, a lot of times, good-looking people can be sometimes narcissistic. And I'm not saying that, you know, ugh, how do I reword this? I'm trying to say that. I don't care how you look. I literally don't. I don't care. I'm not saying be a total slob or whatever. But it's like, your hair is a little greasy, whatever. You slouch. Okay? As long as you're super cool and you treat me nice and you're nice, it's all good, babe. It's all good, all nice, all peaches and cream. Love that. But if you're 6 foot, sheesh, you better chill out. I'm joking. It's just, I'm 5'4", 5'4", 5'5", and I really enjoy tall people. I think they're really cool because of their height. Very nice. Very nice. But yeah. Yeah, I don't care how you look. So if I get a husband and you some, I don't know if I'll get famous or whatever. Depends on how many people are listening, I guess. But if I ever show my face and show my partner's face and you guys call him ugly, you're probably right, but it's okay. Because he's beautiful to me. They're beautiful to me. If y'all make fun of my partner, it's on site. I'm actually fighting you. It's over. I'm not letting you talk about my partner like that. That's not how it's gonna work. Not cool. How should I end this? I'm at 1833 already. I want to say, whoever's listening to this, thank you for listening to this, you know. I'm doing this for fun. Or, I don't know if it'll become serious or anything. And if it does, it does. But, I think I'll stay the same. Yeah, thank you for listening to this. If my microphone's bad, that's because I'm wearing Apple headphones that are plugged in. You can probably hear my fan. Excuse me, that was terrible. That wasn't very podcaster of me. Ah, you heard that too. I should probably go downstairs where it's better sound quality. But, you know, I appreciate that you're listening to this. I really do. Someone from Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, North America, Atlantic. Oh no, that's the ocean, my bad. Ah, Antarctica. If anyone's listening, thank you. I really do appreciate it. I think this is where I want to end off. It's currently 8 p.m. And Oh, ghost? Wait, no, we're not ending it. Stop, cut the cameras. Cut the cameras. I love paranormal. I love how I said I'm gonna end this, you know, on a really nice note. I live for paranormal activity, but not with me. Listen, I live for a good scary movie. I love October. I love fall. I love the way fall feels. I love the coldness. Not so much pumpkin spice and all that. Just the season. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And I love the spooky movies that come out. I love it. And these paranormal stuff with ghostesses. It's nice. And, you know, I feel like my house is haunted. Here's why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm chilling in my living room, right? It's very nice. And you know how a cup sounds when it's like down, facing down, and you spin it? That's literally how it sounds, but there's no cup. And then I'll hear someone going up the stairs. And I think it's my brother, but my brother's not here. And, like, sometimes my family hears it, but my dad doesn't like to talk about it. Because that man is afraid, like, of ghosts like me. I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then sometimes my doors will, like, close by themselves. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this isn't my thing. So that was kind of an awkward note to leave off of. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. If you want to talk about ghosts, or like send me a message about your ghost experience, that'd be cool. If anyone does listen to this. Which someone probably is. So thank you. Alright. I'm gonna head out. Have a good day. Or a good night. My people in Australia, have a good morning. Yeah. Alright. I think this is it. Unless I want to make another episode after this. I probably do, because I want to talk about more things. But then again, I can talk on here, but I already ended it, so what's the point? Alright. Bye-bye. Doo-doo.